An order from the U.S. State Department revoking visas for South Sudanese nationals could affect the very bright future of Duke men's basketball player Kamon Malouak. Reality may be setting in for Malouak, the 7'2" freshman who helped Duke to the Final Four. The devastating loss to Houston in the national semifinal aside, there are now political issues he and his family must think about. Secretary of State Marco Rubio released a statement that said in part, "Effective immediately, the United States Department of State is taking actions to revoke all visas held by South Sudanese passport holders and prevent further issuance to prevent entry into the United States by South Sudanese passport holders." The administration made this decision because Rubio said, "South Sudan has not accepted the return of its citizens in a timely manner." Malouak fled war-torn South Sudan with his family at a young age and moved to Uganda, where he lived until scouts noticed him at 14 years old and recommended him for the year-round NBA Academy in Senegal. From there, he honed his skills and eventually helped his home country of South Sudan qualify for the 2024 Olympics. There has been no deportation order given by the Trump administration regarding Sudanese citizens, so Malouak and others can remain in the country for now. If they leave, however, they would likely not be allowed back into the country. Duke University spokesperson Frank Tramble issued a statement explaining, "Duke University is aware of the announcement from the Department of State regarding visa holders from South Sudan. We are looking into the situation and working expeditiously to understand any implications for Duke students." If things remain as they are, the 18-year-old's next stop could be the NBA. Should he decide to leave Duke, he will likely be a lottery pick in the June draft. Playing in Toronto or in another overseas game like the recent Paris Games will be an issue unless the Trump administration provides some sort of waiver.